Okay. Good evening, everyone. So, tonight already is the 20th of Elul. Tonight starts the 20th, right? Tonight's the 20th. Okay. Wednesday, the 20th? I think so. That would be next Wednesday, would be. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. In any case, we're definitely approaching very quickly. So, one of the ways to prepare, one of the forms of preparation that we need to do is to be familiar with the halachas, that specific halachas that come up on Rosh Hashanah, and some of them apply moving ahead throughout the Aseres Mitzvah. And so certainly, there are a lot of ways that we have to do, a lot of things we have to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, but certainly we want to be well aware of the details of the halacha, and they only come up once a year. So you know, certain things that we think we know from every year, but then if it comes up on the Tzad and we haven't reviewed it, we could say be not so clear in it, and we certainly don't want to make mistakes. One of the things the Svarim talk about that is besides the, of course, preparing yourself and trying to make changes that will be lasting. But besides that, the actual hanhaga, the way you conduct yourself during the Yom HaDin itself, and during the Yom Tshuva, the Aseres Mitzvah, and Yom Kippur, is a very important factor. It could be a very important factor in the outcome of the din. In fact, it's brought just for the kids. I always found this amazing. But it's brought that the Brisker Rav on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, would spend the whole day, whenever he wasn't davening or eating, would spend the day saying Tehillim. Why Tehillim? Because if you would learn, when you learn, so you learn something, you learn Pesach Gemara, and you have a kasha, and you think about this, and then you have to look up the Rashba, so you have to go over and get the Rashba and find the place, and then there's that. It takes time, and this wasted time. In order to learn, not to sign properly, his learning wasn't just reading through Gemara. His learning was Ian learning, and Ian learning often utilizing your brain and your mind, but other svarim, seeing what the Rishonim say in the Gedolei Achronim, and this wasted time. Say Rosh Hashanah, he said, I can't afford that time. If you say Tehillim, you just weiter. So he was spending the time is too precious to spend on going over to the shelf and finding the place in the Rashba. So he would say to him, I found that outstanding, amazing, the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was one of the great Lamdanim of the Dor. And we think that he would find it more kedai to say to Hillel or Shoshana, as long as not to waste any time. But in any case, however you understand that, but the bottom line is you see, imagine the chashivas of this man, of using this man, Rosh Hashanah, making sure you don't waste time, and then of course making sure that you don't make any mistakes that you don't have to make. Okay, now for the introduction. So what I want to talk about is the following. One of the halachas that begins the night of Rosh Hashanah and goes throughout Aseres Mitzvah is that in Shemoneh Esrei, the end of the third bracha, we don't conclude the bracha with Baruch Ata Hashem HaKeil HaKadosh, but rather we say Baruch Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. It's the time of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is being revitalized, and time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is more displaying his Malchus by the Melech HaOlam, by judging all his constituents, all his Bruim, everyone that he created, and therefore we praise him in Shemoneh Esrei by saying Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. And it's critical. This is a change that must be made in the Shemoneh Esrei throughout Rosh Hashanah, throughout the Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this at the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, by Aseres Mitzvah Omer HaMelech HaKadosh. And then it says, V'im Ta'a, if you made a mistake, Oshu Mesupik, or you're not sure, did I say HaMelech HaKadosh, or did I just say HaKel HaKadosh? In other words, if I know for sure I said HaKel HaKadosh, or even if I'm not sure, but I think I may have said HaKel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh. So the din is Imu B'Hamelech HaKadosh Chozel Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. So wherever you're up to, you have to start over again. And if you finished entirely, you have to repeat Shemini Esrei. If you remember an hour later, and you remember that for sure. And I'm not talking about cases an hour later that I start questioning myself. I'm talking about, you know for sure. So even if it's an hour later, 2 hours later, whatever it is, you still, if it's still Zman Tefillah, you have to daven over again. And if it's not Zman Tefillah, you have to do a Tashlum in the next. So it's critical. It's Ma'akiv the entire Tefillah if you don't say a Melech HaKadosh. Okay. Now, but Sif Beis says, Im Omar HaKel HaKadosh, V'toch Kedei Dibor, within the amount of time called Toch Kedei Dibor, which the Mishnah Berurah says here, is the amount of time it says to say three words, like Shalom Alecha Rebbe. If within that amount of time, Nizkar, he remembered that he should have said HaMelech HaKadosh instead, V'omar, and then he says HaMelech HaKadosh, and it's Rech Lachzar. So in other words, he said, Toch Kadosh, V'shem HaKadosh, V'kadosh V'chalim HaKadosh, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Without letting the time of three words pass, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Just say the words HaMelech HaKadosh. Don't go back, Baruch Atah Hashem. Don't go back. Just repeat, just say over the last two words the way they should have been said. You said Baruch Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, but you only have, how many seconds is it? Shalom Alecha Rebbe, about 2 seconds. The amount of time it says to say those three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And another condition is that you didn't begin the next bracha. You didn't say anything else after it. If you said Baruch Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, Atah, and he said, and even just one word later, you said the word Atah, and you remember immediately to say Atah, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, it's too late. Once you said another word, like the word of the next bracha, it's too late. But as long as you didn't say any other words, and it's within Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you can correct it and say HaMelech HaKadosh. There's a shaila in the poskim I saw. Let's say you went ahead and you corrected yourself. You said HaKel HaKadosh, and then you realized your error, and you said HaMelech HaKadosh, but you're not sure if you did it within three words or not. You're not sure if you got it quick enough. You did it. You said HaMelech HaKadosh because I guess at the time you instinctively did it. You're hoping you, but then you know, really not sure was it taka within Shalom Alecha Rebbe or not. So now what do you do? So I saw machlokas in contemporary poskim. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, but I saw some poskim say you have to start again, but they bring from Bal Yasha that no, you don't have to go back then. If that's already like Suffolk brachas, even though we don't always say Suffolk brachas lahakan and davening, but there is a concept still of Suffolk brachas lahakan. You don't have to start over again. Okay. But the etzem case where you made a mistake and you didn't correct it, you have to repeat Shemini Esrei. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Chayyadam a phenomenal chiddush. The Chayyadam quoting a dayan from Vilna whose name was Reb Ebli Pasveler. Reb Ebli Pasveler. So Ebli, I think the name might have been like Abba. His name might have actually been Abba, and they call him like Ebli, Abli, like you know, like a Shem Kina, like because why do I say that? Because I saw somewhere that they printed a sefer of his chedushim and maybe Tshuva's chedushim called Nascha de Rabbi Abba. It's a famous Gemara, right? Famous Gemara about the case, famous case in Gemara Nascha de Rabbi. Nascha was a block of silver that came in from Rabbi Abba. So the sefer is called Nascha de Rabbi Abba. So I didn't see the sefer. I just saw the name quoted, but I'm assuming maybe that's his name was Abba, Ebli Pasveler, and someone's Abba. I'll call upon him. Zot Rabbi Ebli Pasveler, that this halacha, that if you said HaKel HaKadosh and you did not correct yourself, that quick, you know, soon enough, you have to repeat Shemini Esrei, it does not apply the first night, or the night of Rosh Hashanah. It does not apply the night of Rosh Hashanah. The night of Rosh Hashanah, if you said HaKel HaKadosh, you're okay. You can go on. Why is that? He's medamid, he compares it to the din that on any Rosh Chodesh, if at night you daven and you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat Shemini Esrei. Albeit that by Shacharis, by Mincha, Yalav Yavo is mandatory, it's Ma'akev. Without Yalav Yavo in Shemini Esrei, you're not Yotzei Shemini Esrei. But in Ma'ariv, we know that's not the case. Why not? Because Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Laila. Beis Din would never proclaim a new month at night. It had to be during the day. So even though we keep Rosh Chodesh at night, now that we have a calendar, a luach, we're not waiting for the Eidim. We're celebrating, or being mekayim the dinim of Rosh Chodesh based on the calendar. So we start at night. Of course, we start at night, and we say Yalav Yavo at night. But at the same time, since really Rosh Chodesh can never be established at night when it's done up in the way that the Torah originally wanted up the Eidim, so Memela, it's not Makiv.
When you have 2 days?
Why do we have 2 days?
No, when you have
two days. Oh, same thing.
But both the nights. Second day is already...
Yeah, but since Beish Na Makash, the second day is just because, we have to even out the months, but the Mola is somewhere in the middle. Each night, based on the Namakash Chodesh at night, so we don't repeat Shema Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo, if you miss Yalav Yavo at night. So Zok Reb Abli Pesveler. So who I didn't hear? Who I didn't? If you didn't say okay Hamelach Hakadosh at night Rosh Hashanah, it's okay.
Both nights.
With according to what he's saying, but let's wait to answer that question, but. He's saying it's not ma'akev at night, because at night, again, Hagamas we already treat as Rosh Hashanah, and of course we don't do malacha. We know that it's yantif, so we don't do malacha. But since Beish Namakash Chash at night in tefillah, if you miss it, you're okay.
It's interesting, right? Because we say Lagavi, which would be Lashon Torah, saying we say only do it at night, not during the day, because you already were kapaskin at night, and therefore we don't do it. You can maybe do it in the morning. Before, early in the morning, but not,
Right.
So on one hand, we're saying, based in, I understand that didn't enter Rosh Chodesh, they're not sitting, but here, based in, Lamali is sitting.
I hear, but again, Lamaisa, Abadi, you can't do Malach at night, we're treating it as Rosh Hashanah, no question about it. We're treating it as Rosh Hashanah, but he's saying, with Gabi, the halacha, the Shinui in Tefillah, so just like the Shinui in Tefillah is not Ma'akev over there, it's not Ma'akev over here. That's what he's saying. But in fact, the Sharet Sin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharet Sin says, I don't understand this. I don't understand this Chiddush. He says, how could it be? He says, maybe if you say, if a person made a mistake and he davened Rosh Hashanah night, he just davened a weekday davening. He made a major mistake. And he just davened the regular Maariv for a weekday Maariv, and he said a Kol Kadosh. Okay, maybe then I could hear what he's saying. And we'll come back in a second. But if he said Hakel Kadosh, and then he davened the Rosh Hashanah davening, how could that be? That's not a davening. There is no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah davening that has Hakel Kadosh. Bishlama, regular Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yavo, but and your Shemoneh Esrei had nothing to do with, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Dik, it was a regular Shemoneh Esrei, like any night. So there's no stira to the fact that you didn't say Rosh Chodesh, no stira between that and the rest of your davening. But here's a stira. You said Okel HaKadosh, saying that this tefillah is like working on the premise that Basin doesn't Makash Chodesh night, and then you're going ahead within the same tefillah and davening the whole nusach of Makadish Melech HaKal HaAretz, Makadish Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. How could that be? Mishra says, Nishta Hinishner. He says, maybe what he means is that a person said Okel HaKadosh, and then he realizes his mistake, not quick enough to change it, right? Not within 3 words to change it, but he realized before he went on, he realized. So he says, no, I just stop. So forget it. Close, puts his machzor away, pulls out a sitter, and then does stop. It's a regular weekday marib, and says, look, ain't based makash is kodesh balayla. So I already committed myself. I said Okel HaKadosh, so I'll just stop. And he says, maybe he means that. And he says, that way I could maybe hear his tefillah. He says, but that's a shaylin rishonim. The shaylin tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah brachos. What's taka the din? If a person davens Rosh Hashanah night, a weekday davening, is he yotzi or not? Just like Rosh Chodesh, he'd be yotzi. So are you yotzi Rosh Hashanah as well because emekash chodesh balayla, or is it different? Rabbeinu Yonah has the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to break down. He says that Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah has a tzad that yotzi. I think I saw Moshe brings it down that Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah himself paskin lemaisi you're not yotze, but they bring a sheet that says you are yotze. But the Mishnah Berurah says anyway. He says that's very shver. Afbazet sarachim gadol, because maybe b'di'evid no b'di'evid you'd be yotze, but to allow a person lechatchila to do that, how could he? So he made a mistake. He said a kol kadosh, big problem. But now he has a choice. He could either just start over again, or continue in davening, a weekday davening. Says Mr. Brewer, how could we allow him? Tell him that's what we would tell him. Daven a weekday davening, Rosh Hashanah night, and you're taking, you might not be Yotzi altogether. At least this way, daven over again. What could you do? The first bracha is maybe called bracha levatala, but you're stuck. Nothing you can do about it. So Mr. Brewer says, either way, it's Rosh Hashanah. So again, so if he means continue with Rosh Hashanah davening, he says, that, how could that be? It's not here, it's neither here nor there. Elamai Dav, continue with the weekday davening. Would we really tell a person to do that Rosh Hashanah night? And he might not be Yotzi altogether. So the Mishnah Berurah has this Chiddush Tzarechiyim. He doesn't understand this Chiddush. Ramosha finds in Igros Moshe also addresses this. Now, this Tshuva, Ramosha's Tshuva was written back in Tafresh Pei Tes, which is around Rosh Hashanah 1929, and he doesn't mention the Shartzin at all. I don't know if at that point he had a Mishnah Berurah or he saw the Mishnah Berurah, whatever. But I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even published yet. The Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav in 1929. I don't know. Check the history, but he doesn't mention Mishnah Berurah at all. But he himself addresses this Shailah Chayyadim brings it down, and Rav Moshe also is very bothered by this. And
the same problem.
Well, Rav Moshe is like this. He says lechora. He says lechora. The whole chiddush of to say that yotzi because there's always much chiddush should be totally on that machlokus. That's what he says. Should be totally on the machlokus. Tamini Rabbeinu Yonah and the Yesh V'Shomer. If you hold that yotzi with the weekday tefillah, okay, so maybe you could get away with hakel kadosh. He doesn't ask that the tefillah itself is a steer. He says if you said hakel kadosh. So maybe you could, if you hold it, could be yotzi even if you daven the weekday davening. Okay, but if you hold like the tamid rabbeinu and then you're not yotzi if daven the weekday davening, so then how could you be yotzi say the kol kodesh either? Right, that shouldn't work. So I don't think he doesn't ask us to steer in the davening. He just says at best this chiddush should be totally on the machlokas rishonim. So how can he just go ahead and say you're yotzi and not be concerned about the shita of tamid rabbeinu yona? So Rav Moshe wants to say to be masbir his chiddush, he wants to say that. Like this, that really he's going. Even if you're not Yossi, if you daven a weekday Shemona Esrei, let's assume, or it would at least be chayshish you're not Yossi. But still, by on Rosh Hashanah, why do we say Amelach Hakadosh? Because it's this man when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is displaying his malchus by being the king, the king of judgment. So he says the din of Rosh Hashanah doesn't begin at night. Zot Rav Moshe. Didn't bring the actual tshuva here, but I paraphrase it in my notes. He says, He says, "Matam the isim Rosh Hashanah davches the ain based in shel mala nichnasin ledin ella im kain kidshu based in shel mata es hachodesh. The based in shel mala is waiting for kiddush hachodesh. V'zeh einu ella bayom. That only happens during the day. The kiddush hachodesh only happens during the day." And not at night. So Mimela, it says, and the only reason the Tam Amiras Hamelach Hakadosh Beserish Mitshuva, who Mishum to be Yom Mimela, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mara Malchus Ubeolam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is showing his Malchus. V'lochein Ein Ze Shayach BeEmes Belayla. Really, it's not Shayach at night because at night there's no Kiddush Hakadosh. There's no Din Shemayim. So Mikomalkom Lechatchila Tiknu Lomar Hamelach Hakadosh Afalayla. In order to be in uniformity, we make the davening the davening uniform, but that's only lechatchila. Zok probably pasvali he's mechadish. That's only lechatchila. But by the Eved, if you didn't at night, you didn't say Hamelach Chodesh, which really doesn't apply. And I really should start in the morning. It really should start in the morning. Chazal didn't want to make a split in, so they started at night. But it really doesn't apply at night. Memele by the Eved, you could be yotzei. And Rav Moshe seems to, I think, believe, you know, pass this way lemaisa. So, according to Rav Moshe, it comes out mamish the opposite of the Sharetzion of the Chavetz Chaim, right? So Chavetz Chaim says the only way I could possibly hear the chiddush of every pas feller is if you would daven a weekday davening. The ganze davening is a weekday davening. It's okay. You said a kelo kaddish and you daven a weekday davening. So it's a machlokas rishonim and a chanami. But at least lefi one day in the rishonim you yotze. But if you said a kelo kaddish and then you daven a Rosh Hashanah davening, that's steer minei beg, you're not yotze. Kutter Moshe Nein. If you daven a week, you davening. No, we're not going to rely on that sheet that you yotze. He's talking specifically that you said okay, look, you daven you have to take a davening, but you didn't say okay, look, you didn't say a melech hakadosh because it doesn't really apply at night. Hashem doesn't show his melchus yet at night, so that's shinui. The Nusach of Rosh Hashanah ain't a chami. It's Yontif, and you have to daven the Rosh Hashanah Nusach. But the Shinui, which isn't totally in Rosh Hashanah per se, it's not totally on the Yontif, right? The Shinui from Hakel HaKadosh to Melech HaKadosh has nothing to do with Yontif. It has to do with Zman Mishpat. And the Zman Mishpat starts in the morning. So they really should have only made the change in the morning. Chachilo, they said change at night. But he's Mechadish, a Bidyev. If you didn't make the change at night, you Yotze. But you have to daven it. Yontif to davening. So the opposite of the Sharetzin, right? What the Sharetzin holds, you for sure not Yotze. Rav Moshe says, no, that's what, you know, without mentioning Sharetzin, that's what he means. That's what Rav Avraham Pesvel means, and B'dievid, you would be Yotze. Now he says, Rav Moshe says in Shuvah, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, second night of Rosh Hashanah, he says, no, if you made this mistake the second night, you would have to repeat it. Because by then already, the Mishpat is up and running. Is up and running. Yeah. So now, what's interesting also is that what Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe's Mahalach is found in an earlier Achron, not that much earlier, but a bit earlier, the Binyan Shlomo, where Shlomo HaKohen from Vilna was one of the great Gedolim of Vilna. He says this Pshat to say Pshat in Adelie Pesveller, to explain his Kiddush, Mamash like Rav Moshe, he's Mamash like Rav Moshe. Whereas I think in the Beis HaLevi, which says, I think the Chuvah Salevi, I think says Mamash like the Mishnah Berurah, that the way the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, so but we're dealing with with Shai Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah and Mahalach and Rav Moshe's Mahalach. Okay, so what's Halacha Ma'aseh again? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be very bothered by this Chiddush, but for sure the Mishnah Berurah for sure if you said okay, the Kaddish and you daven the regular davening, the Mishnah Berurah is for sure not Yotzei. Rav Moshe tackles Yotze, but Mistama, we would pass like the Mishnah Berurah, right? And we would say, I'm not the one to be mechriyah between Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe, but the minhag ha'olam is that Mishnah Berurah is the Paisik Achron, and he's the Paisik Hadaros for us, and I'm sure the Talmidei Rav Moshe would follow his Pesach Davka, but Mistama, we would follow the Mishnah Berurah here. And if a person made that mistake, and he said a Kel Kodesh, and then he davened the regular Rosh Hashanah davening, and then he asked what to do, we would say, I'm sorry, you have to repeat Shema Esrei. Okay.
Everybody, though, agrees that if you said the same thing, but you said a Kel Kodesh, right? So everybody agrees that the first night is not an issue. If you davened the Rosh Hashanah davening the first night,
yeah,
but you said HaKel HaKadosh,
right,
everyone agrees, no, you have to repeat.
No, but Mishnah Berurah, you have to repeat.
I thought Mishnah Berurah was saying, that's only if you adopt the weekday.
Right. Mishnah Berurah says you can't mix two things. If you said HaKel HaKadosh, you can't say, Baruch Atah Hashem El HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Yisrael over Yom HaZikaron. Okay. So now let's talk about benching. Having said that, about davening, let's talk about benching. So, by benching, you have to say Yalav Yavah, right? So I'll start it this way. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote a tshuva, or there's a letter which is printed in the Machzor HaMefurish, or at least originally was. I don't know if it's still there, because you'll see why. Originally, Rav Shlomo Zalman gave out a psak that, based on this psak of Rav Evely Pasveller, if you made a mistake in benching Rosh Hashanah night and you forgot Yalav Yavah, you'd be Yotzei B'dievid. Because he said it's similar to what taking the psak of Rebbe Pesvela more like, I don't say it's face value, but taking that we make a dim into Rosh Chodesh and Eimikashin is a Chodesh Belaila, and therefore if you didn't say okay Hamelach Hakodesh Nagi Yotzei, so then if you didn't say Yalav Yavah Benching Nagi Yotzei because Eimikashin is a Chodesh Belaila, that's what he originally passed. However, Rosh Hashanah was Choser. He was Choser from that psak in subsequent letters, and it's printed now in the Mincha Shlomo that he was Choser, and he said that no, that's not the halacha. Why not? Because he says since many achronim asked the kasha, Rebbe Pasveller, how could you be like you know, how can you be yotze without this shaila in the Rishonim, whether you yotze Rosh Hashanah night and Echlam even Rosh Chodesh yotze b'dieved without yalav yavo, but Rosh Hashanah night is a shaila in the Rishonim, it's not pashut. And in order to answer that shaila, they said, or the Binyan Shlomo said, like Rav Moshe said, that he's just talking about Hamelech Hakadosh. That of course you have to daven the Yontif Tikkun Shmoneh Esrei, but Hamelech Hakadosh, that part of it doesn't start till the morning, because the mint doesn't start till the morning. So Zechar Shalazan has nothing to do with that, with benching. Right? Benching is not the Melech HaKadosh. Benching is, we're saying it's definitely, you have to treat the night like Yom Tov already, like Rosh Hashanah, and you have to daven a Rosh Hashanah think of davening. So Mamela, you have to daven a bench, a Rosh Hashanah think of benching. And if you don't, and you don't see Yalav Yavo, it's like you missed it on any other Yom Tov, which basically not Yosef, but we'll get some details that soon. So he was Chay, Rosh Hashanah was Chay there, and he gave out a tshuva saying he's chozer on his original psak, because of the understanding of the Binyan Shlomo and Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think he just quotes the Binyan Shlomo, but because of that understanding in the psak or Beverly Passfeller, that he didn't mean that you daven the weekday Shemesh, that he wouldn't accept. He only meant Hamelech HaKadosh, only that you can get away without saying at night, because the Malchus of Hashem isn't displayed at night. So then it has nothing to do with benching. And yet, but you know, davening and benching has to be Rosh Hashanah Dik, and if you forgot Yalav Yavo and benching, it's a problem. Okay, now, so let's talk about benching. You know. Benching on Rosh Hashanah presents its own shaila. We're going to work it with this premise that Rosh Hashanah just said now, that the Psak or Beverly Passfeller has nothing to do with benching, right? Nothing to do with benching. It's not going to help us when it comes to benching. So, although I'm going to quote the Chofetz Chaim, he had it sad that maybe he does. but let's work with the, you know, the Mahalach of the Binyan Shlomo, so that with the Psak of the Rebbe Pasvel has nothing to do with benching, only the Melech Kadosh. So let's talk about, so what is the din normally if you forgot Yalav Yavo on Yontif? And should it be the same Rosh Hashanah, should it not? So the din is normally on a regular Yontif, let's say, Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, you, any one of us in this room, meaning a man at least, women have a different din, possibly. But for a man is chayiv to eat on Yom Tov. How much does he have to eat? And what does he have to eat? He has to eat bread, at least a suda. One suda? No, two sudas. One at night, one during the day, but even if they're both during the day, but two sudas, right? You have to have Shabbos, you have to have three sudas, right? Yom Tov, you have two sudas, one at night, one during the day. So, the rule of benching is that if you had to eat a suda of bread, and you in benching you were supposed to mention the what's called me'ein ha'ma'ora, right? The paragraph that applies to the kedushas hayom, which required you bread, and you forgot it. Now, you know, it's like mashal ritzei. If you forgot ritzei Friday night or Shabbos day meal or Shabbos morning meal, you're not yotzei because you had to eat a meal of bread. Shalosh shudas is a shtickle something. But Friday night and Shabbos day, you have to eat a meal of bread, and therefore, if you forget, yeah, and therefore, in benching, you must mention Ritzei, which is the paragraph that connects to that chiyuv of bread. And if you forget, you're not yotzei. So who are the yontif? If you forget the first meal at night, the second meal, and during the morning meal, the day meal, you forgot Yalav Yavo, you're not yotzei. That's the Pesach Shavuos is not yotzei. Just quickly, parenthetically, with women, it's a shaila because there are famous tshuvas from Rishki Vega says that women don't have to eat on Yom Tov. A woman can fast if she wants. It's a mitzvah to say she's an umbrella. She can fast. But a man, so that's another shuvas. But a man can't fast. So he must eat, and he must eat bread. So Yalav Yavo is ma'akev. Okay, so then Rosh Hashanah also, l'chari, Yalav Yavo should be ma'akev, right? Or maybe not. Why not? You know, because there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that you're allowed to fast. That you're actually allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Why? It's Yom Tov. But it's Yom Adin. Yom Kippur is also Yom Tov, right? But we fast. Okay, there you have to fast. The Torah says you have to fast. Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't say you have to fast. But there's a tzad that you're allowed to. In fact, the simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the name of the simen is Im Mutter L'Hisanus Rosh Hashanah. Is whether or not it's Mutter to fast in Rosh Hashanah, that's the discussion here. And the Mechaber starts off, Ochlin, v'shoshin, v'smeichin, we eat, we drink, we don't fast. The emesanin, Rosh Hashanah, not Shabbos Shuvah, etc. That's what it says in the Sefalik. Then Sefei says, there are places, yesh mekomos, that have a Kabbalah, that if a person fasts on Rosh Hashanah, typically, usually, and 1 year he doesn't, it's not good. It's not going to be a good thing. If you break your custom and you end up eating a Rosh Hashanah when you only fast, eino mashlim shnaso. Don't expect to make it to the end of the year. It says, but if you're not worried about it, it's okay. You don't have to. Just be matin there and you can eat. That's what. But he says, well, there are those that say, if you fast, then you better keep on fasting. That means there must be some justification for it, right? And then Sid Gimel says, Hamasana pamachas Rosh Hashanah. Oh, okay. Whatever time is chalom and simcha. Okay, is it sad that you're allowed to fast? We paskin, you're not allowed to fast, right? The Mechaber says, "Ochlim smechim, don't fast." But after Yom Adin, but is it sad that you're allowed to? So if this is sad that you're allowed to, even though we paskin, you're not allowed to. But maybe that just means legabi. If he asks the Rabbi Shaila, "Can I fast today or not?" The Rabbi will say, "No." He might check out first. Have you been fasting till now? No, I never did. I just want to. Oh, okay. No. Don't fast. Don't fast. Eat. You should not fast. No, you should not fast. But on the other hand, to say, oh, then I benched. I forgot Yalav Yavo. Let's say Rosh Hashanah during the day. I forgot Yalav Yavo. I guess I got to bench again because I had to eat. So, oh, hold on. There's a tzad that you didn't have to eat. I mean, we paskin you do, but there's a shita that says you didn't have to eat. And if you didn't have to eat, even if you did eat, and you said Yalav Yavo, and you benched without Yalav Yavo, because you didn't have to eat, according to that opinion. So maybe we should be choshish for that opinion, not bench again, right? No, even though it's shalashuris on a regular Shabbos, right? L'chatchil, you're supposed to have bread. That's what it said. But the reshit is that you yotzi without bread, so if you end up benching and you forget, when you have bread, you forget ritzei, you don't repeat benching, according to the Pesachim, you know, that's what the Pesachim Mishnah Berurah works with, that you don't bench again for shalashuris, because even though you really should eat bread, you should, if you ask the Rav Shalom, do I have that bread? Have bread, have bread, you should have bread. But is it for sure? It's not for sure. So even if you had bread, if you got bread, say you don't repeat it. So Rosh Hashanah too, maybe we should say the same thing. Since somehow I didn't have to eat. So if I didn't have to eat, so then it's not ma'akev in the benching. So this is a shaila in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Benching, in Siman Kuf Peches, in the Mishnah Berurah, and in the Sharat Siyan here in Tesvav. Here it says, some say imachzirim mitam diyesh mixes poskim shavu the mutal asanus Rosh Hashanah, and then you have to eat, and maybe you shouldn't repeat benching. So it's a shaila. It's a shaila what to do. And then I'm talking about you forgot Yalav Yavo, and you already started the fourth bracha, because if you didn't start the fourth bracha yet, there's a way that, you know, special bracha you say, but we can't get every single detail right now. If you want, I actually have this all written up in a little sheet here, which I printed once when I was in Chicago, and I've actually reprinted it, just photostated it many times. I think it's a convenient, it has all the halachas I mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. But in any case, it's a shaila. So many achronim, Mishmur is not machriya. Mishmur is machriya. What to do? But it's interesting, this is only talking about during the day. Everyone agrees you have to eat at night. Nobody holds you could fast Rosh Hashanah at night. Rosh Hashanah at night, you have to make kiddush and you have to eat. Everyone holds that way. Shabbos during the day, are you allowed to fast? It's not talking about a 24-hour fast. Nobody holds you can do a 24-hour fast in Rosh Hashanah. Some hold during the day, you're allowed to fast, those types of fasts. But at night, you mechuyav to make kiddush and eat. So at night, for sure, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat benching, right? And that's what Shlomo Zalman said. So he said, originally I applied Rabbi Avli Pasfil as Chiddush to mention. Then I realized it has nothing to do with benching according to the way that Binyan Shlomo explains it. So the Mela went back to the regular din that if you forgot benching Rosh Hashanah night, it's like you forgot a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and you have to bench again. Now, as I'm saying, I just wanted to say, I mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I guess it's not 100% Baruch, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Avli Pasfil meant, no, that you daven the weekly davening, and there's a sheet to Rishonim that you yotzei, but yeah, but a weekday davening, so maybe who didn't weekday benching, so maybe it isn't sad, just makes things even more complicated. To the Mr. Berurah, maybe it isn't sad that you are yotzei at night, but I don't think, you know, I don't think we're choshish l'maisa for that sad. So, I mean, that's what I wrote here. Let's see, I wrote here, regarding the night meals, it is the consensus of nearly all poskim, that one must repeat benching if Yalav Yavo is omitted. The reason for this is that even the minority view only permits fasting during the daytime. At night, fasting is surely not allowed. And one must recite Kiddush Nidah Sudas Yom Tov. Okay, so at night, you're pig benching. During the day, it's a big shaila. So you really don't want to get yourself into the shaila. You want to make sure that you bench Rosh Hashanah, the Erech Tetok from the Gan Siyar. Right? It's the first day of the year, it's the first day of Sarsmei Tshuva, it's the Omadin. You really want to pay attention to your benching. Preferably use a bencher, but for sure, whatever you do, don't forget to say Yalav Yavu and mention.
Can you read more bread and you say it again?
Yes, you can. That's one Eitza. If you ended up benching and you forgot Yalav Yavu, you could do that. You could start again. You have to wash again. I don't know if you should make a brach on the washing unless you get your hands dirty first, touch something dirty. By the way, wash again. And maybe you only want to eat a kazayas, so maybe wash again without a bracha. Say hamotzi, eat a kazayas, and then bench. And the benching will cover everything. If your first benching wasn't valid, this benching will work. Yeah, you could do that. But
so if the first benching wasn't valid, do you need to serve it a halal bread?
Yes, because you definitely would make siach dat from eating.
Right.
I thought I was benching. I thought I was totally finished. So you definitely, regardless, you have to say the bracha on the bread. Yes, you do. Okay, so that's what really comes out. So that the night, it's pretty much not a shiloh night. You bench over again. Although, again, I'm admitting that the side of the shard seen in Rebbe Pasul's Chilish, maybe that shouldn't be the din, but I believe that's Pasha's din. At night, you do repeat benching. And for a woman, though, we might as well say that out. For a woman, it's much less pashut. Because for a woman, Rabbi Kiva Eir says a woman is allowed to fast on Yom Tov. Thank God, she doesn't need to make Kiddush. She doesn't have to eat. It's a mitzvah to say Shemitah Grama. So you're saying, well, then what about Shabbos? Right? Shabbos is a mitzvah to say Shemitah Grama. Right? It only comes out once a week. You can't keep Shabbos on Tuesday. It's only mitzvah to say Shemitah Grama. Only on Shabbos. True. But on Shabbos, we have a hekish. Zachar v'shamar. We say it every Friday night. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad hishmianu kelam yuchad. I know that's just a piyut, that's just a pismon, but that's canceling this halacha. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zachar v'shamar in one breath. Zachar v'shamar Shabbos l'kacha, which is, appears in the Seres HaDibros in Shmos, in Yisro, and Shamar v'shamar Shabbos l'kacha, which appears in Dvarim v'shanam, were said together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them both simultaneously, which human beings can't do, only Eved can do it. He said it simultaneously. So why that in order that anybody who's chayiv in shamar is refers to the mitzvahs losa, say don't do malach on Shabbos. Anyone who's chayiv in shamar is automatically chayiv in zachar. So women, everyone agrees, women have to keep losa say on Shabbos. I mean that's pashut because losa say women are equal to men. So the male they have to keep the essay also. They have to keep the essay, but that's only Shabbos.
Is it hekish? That's called hekish.
It's called the hekish. It's more than it's different than the standard hekish. It's mamish. It's called a not juxtaposition, but I don't know. It was put on one on top of the other. So so women. So we'd say they have to repeat just like a man. But in Yalav Yom, but Rosh Hashanah they don't have to eat. I meant to say Yom Tov they don't have to eat, which would include Rosh Hashanah. They don't have to eat. So if they don't, even if they did eat and they said they benched without Yalav Yom, it's a suffix. Rabbi Kiva Eir holds that a woman does not bench over again.
So on
the
one that eats Friday.
Oh, very good. So you say, oh, this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shabbos, right? Friday night Shabbos, yeah. Okay, so, but that only affects, would say, the halach is, let's say it would be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The millennium, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, right? So if a woman eats Friday night, she forgets, would say, she has to bench again. She forgets Yalav Yom, but she doesn't bench again, even though she had to eat the meal, but she only had to eat it because of Shabbos, not because of Rosh Chodesh. So Memela, only if she forgets the Shabbos paragraph, she benches again. She forgets the Rosh Chodesh paragraph, she doesn't bench again. Same thing is true with Rosh Hashanah. If Friday night, this coming a week from Shabbos, a week and a half from now, if a woman benches and she forgets for Tzei, bench again. But if she forgets Yalav Yom, she would not, according to Rikiv Eger, she would not bench again. It's no different than if Yavashan will come out in the middle of the week. It's interesting, it's fascinating that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this from Rikiv Eger. It's the first Shuvas from Rikiv Eger in his whole Sefer and whole Shas and Shuvas, and he has a Hosafa in the back about it, and he alludes to it, I'm pretty sure, on the Daf of the Shulchan Aruch also. Pretty sure. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. He's totally silent. He never brings it from Rikiv Eger. So, and if anything, there's an indication to Mr. Brewer that he disagrees. And he holds, there are some that disagree explicitly with Mr. Kiveger, and the Mr. Brewer indicates that he disagrees. It could be he didn't want to bring it and argue with it. Rekvegu, though, the Achronim treats very, very, with a lot of covered rosh. And it could be that Mishmur didn't want to bring it and disagree, so he just left it out. That was a theory I had. There are few Rekvegus, few famous Rekvegus that Mishmur omits. And sometimes he says against them, but he doesn't mention the Rekvegu on the other side of the story.
Does he ever?
Yeah, he does. It's not like he never does. Yeah, he does. But I don't know. Maybe this one, like such a famous one. Maybe he didn't want to I just won't discuss it. And I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But I always thought that might be the explanation. Al Kapan the Mishmur definitely leaves it out. So okay, bottom line. So when it comes to davening, don't forget don't forget it. By the way, you daven from Machshir anyway, because like you said, you have to say the whole V'chim Tachtecha and everything. So remember to say Melech Kodesh, especially if any other tefillah, there's no shayla, you have to repeat it unless you correct yourself right away. I just want to go back though, just remind me one thing you said. I thought you were going to ask me, because Ramosha said, oh, the Pshat of Reb Presleveller is because the Mishpat doesn't start at night, because based in Shabbat. But you said before, what do you mean? We dafka say Lashon HaTov at night, not in the morning. So I think the pshat is, because we can't say it during the day, because once the day started, then it doesn't take Hashem very long. Once the day started, it's too late. Anytime, if you met someone in the middle of the night, you would say it, right? Even at 2 in the morning, you're on the way to the Sikkim Minyan, and it's still before Allah Sashacha, you would say it. But as soon as the day started, that's the pshat, I think. The mishpat starts immediately, could start, and then if you're at Tzadik Gomer, that's it, finished. It doesn't take Hashem. Like I said, it doesn't take Hashem any time. The second the day starts, Tzadikim Gemurim are already, chick-chack, they're already in the Sefer Chaim. And that, so you don't want to tell the guy, any time during the day, even if it's early in the morning, you don't want to tell him, Lashon HaTov, because then you're saying, oh, you think I'm not at Tzadik Gomer? I still need your bracha? What do you mean? Okay, but at night, no, any time during the night, the Chari could still say it. It's no steer. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you very much. Pleasure, and hopefully we'll have you next week before Shoshana. Take care. Good night, Stan.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. Bye bye.